Blog Talk Radio.
Let me say it right. The stronger you try to look, the more your weaknesses show. The stronger you try to look, the more your weaknesses show. First of all, do y'all subscribe to that? Do you believe that? You know, is that a real statement? Is this real? Is it real? Is it real, Flash? Do you believe that? The more a person tries to appear strong, you know, like be the pillar of strength, like nothing can permeate this suit of armor that I have on. And my suit of armor is more than physical. It's emotional, it's mental, and all of that. You can't penetrate. You can't break through. There's nothing that you can do. For real, true. I am on this thing, and on my joint, got it going on. Got it going on. All right. It's the Daily Go Get a Mism Show. All right. So let's go. What's going on, T. Carry Wright? Here for the night. I'm glad to see you in my sight. I always make you feel all right. Yeah. Word. So, what do y'all think about this topic tonight? Do you believe that whenever a person tries to appear strong all the time, that their weaknesses show? I mean, when you really think about it, there has to be a reason that a person would try to appear to be strong all the time. There has to be a reason that a person would try to come off that way, because you know that nobody can really do it successfully. You know, we just watched the president of the United States who tried to appear like the pillar of strength at all times. We can see, you can clearly see his weaknesses right now. But besides that, because I believe that that's an extreme example, You may have people in your lives, or you yourself may have tried to appear strong all the time. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. I said a 319-527-6199. Yes, 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 y'all. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get on the line. I said a 319-527-6199. Yeah, get your shine, baby. 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 319-527-6199, baby. If y'all want to call into the show, express yourself. Y'all know it's a totally uncensored show. You say it the way you mean it. Wipe it off, wipe it down, and clean it. Express your passion in any form or fashion. I will not stop you. You go ahead and drop two, three verses. It's going to be all right. You don't have to rehearse. This is going to be all right. Bell. All right. So like I said, 319-527-6199. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure that y'all share the show. Make sure that you subscribe to the channel if you haven't subscribed to the channel yet. It's the Daily You'll Get It Rhythm Show. And it looks like we have a caller on the line already, which I think is interesting. A caller on the line already? Really? Naturalista Rap says, totally uncensored, totally uncensored. You can say whatever you want to. I'm going to show you that. I'm going to show you this in a minute. Because I have some suspicions about this call. Yeah, but it's going to be okay. Regardless of how it turns out, it's going to be okay. Emily Dunlap says, I don't show my weakness. However, I must admit that there's a limited few that knows me. Okay. Well, not telling your business is one thing. But trying to appear strong, like there's no way you can tease me and hurt my feelings. I have bulletproof feelings. All right, let's go to the caller. Caller with the last number, 2968. Welcome to the Daily Go Get a Business Show. Thank you for holding. What's on your mind this evening? What's good?
Hey, man. What's up? What's up, man? Everything's good. You know, in the hood, we're doing it right. You know what I'm saying? We're breaking bread with folk, and people are getting fed, you know, because we're breaking it down. Yeah.
Breaking it down. Okay, let's break it down. Break it down for me
then, bro. Let's break it down. You know what I'm saying? Let's break it down. Now, I heard what you were saying, you know, man, because I'm thinking, you know, like, you know, how could you be right all the time? You know what I mean? There's just no way you can be right all the time.
No, not right.
But
appear strong all the time.
Well, you know, look at this. When you're weakest, God is strongest in you. You know what I mean? Because of who he is, you know. He has a way of taking your past and making it very good for your future, because your past is your credentials. That's your ability to sympathize with these people out here where you've been before. Now, if you can't see yourself, then you might be making mistakes, you know, because you'd be right on your feelings way too much. You understand?
Keep going.
Okay. So if you find yourself relying on your feelings too much, that's because what's underneath your feelings is where you are, and that's what you love and what you hate. And what you love and hate is all tangled up in a knot. You ain't getting underneath nothing, because you tied up in a knot. You need somebody to come in there and untangle this mess so you can get back on what you were supposed to be doing.
Okay. So give me an example of somebody who would try to somebody that you know who tried to appear or give the veneer of strength all the time. And how did it play out? Did you see weaknesses in them, or, you know?
Yeah. They have insecurity. You know what I'm saying? They have insecurity, and that tells me that there's something in their childhood that just ain't right, you know? So I'm going to have to be patient with these people, because I roll up on them, right? They ain't going to just open themselves up to me, because what I'm talking, it gets too close to where they are. Matter of fact, what I'm saying gets right up in their lifestyle, and they run away from it. So I'm thinking, okay, you can run away, but the light is on, and love is drawing you into a relationship so we can get down to business.
Okay. So, do you think that it's possible to be strong enough, like in most of the situations that you're put in, like Is it possible for a person to calculate the situations that they've been in, or to hang around the same people who will get in, who they will encounter the same types of situations with consistently enough to be able to counteract anything that might try to tear them down? Do you think that that's possible?
Heck yeah, man.
That's it. Just
for sure, yeah. And because we make mistakes, right? We make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? We make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? It's inevitable. We all make mistakes. You know what I'm saying? But at the moment of realization that you're about to make a mistake, that you made a mistake, you have an opportunity to do what? An opportunity to do what? Well, you know, you have an opportunity to do the right thing. You know what I mean? Because obviously you get to see that you're about to make a mistake, or that you perhaps already made a mistake. Now you have an opportunity to put your faith in God. And when you actually do that, because this is a simple faith, like a little kid kind of thing, you know what I'm saying? When you're doing it, you ain't got to be worrying about nothing, because you're walking in God's love, and he sees your faith, because his faith that he gives you demands that you listen to him and not what some flappy-lipped man be talking about what he thinks God says to you. And that changes everything, like you talking about.
Okay. I didn't know I was talking about anything already.
But I don't know, man.
You don't know?
No, man, I'm just talking. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
Yeah, because, you know, you got to put something in there, you know, and somebody's going to be listening, and somebody's going to be eating what you're saying, and when they start getting a hold of what you're talking about, well, from that standpoint, they can take a look and see where you're coming from. You're coming from your heart, because when you talk about something and your lips be moving, they telling on what God's doing. This ain't got nothing to do with nobody else, but people want to think about this, make it about you and shit. It's like, what the hell you this would what you make it about me for?
Okay. So I noticed that you're talking about God a lot. Do you believe that that's where people get their strength from? From God?
Man. Let me tell you something. When you're living in this world here, you know, and you're cruising around doing your thing, and you may think your thing is all that. You know what I mean? You may think it's all that. But there's people that can see past all that and see you, and you don't want to talk to those people because, you know what I'm saying, they're going to expose you for who you are. But that's okay, baby. You know what I'm saying? It's okay, baby. You can run, but you can't hide. Yeah, that's all right. You know what I mean? Yeah.
So what do you mean by expose you for who you really are? What does that mean exactly?
Look, that means that everybody has an ego, you know. We all have an ego, you know, a false sense of ourselves. That's not really who we are, you know what I'm saying?
Okay. Because,
yeah.
I don't know, like, a lot of times, especially these days, people talk about people being fake and phony and all of that. And I'm not sure. I'm thinking that anything that you live, anything that you've done, anything that you talk about, you could probably put yourself there. So I don't know. I don't know about the validity of when people say that you're fake or phony or whatever. I mean, a lot of times people say that when people are showing a different part of their personality that they may not approve of. You understand what I mean? But let me give you an example.
Like when I roll up on the people, you know, well, it doesn't matter who they are, you know, it doesn't matter, you know, it could be anybody, you know, and a lot of times it's people that are out doing stuff, you know, they ain't like Betty Crocker's kids. Okay. You know, and they live outside the law. You know, and people don't realize this stuff. They want to run back and forth, you know, act like, you know, I'm a goody two shoe, and then they run over here and they do all this other crazy stuff. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
It's fake ass stuff. It's fake ass shit. You know what I mean? We got a lot of fake people out here, man. Just fake, man. They ain't know nothing. And matter of fact, these folk can't even see themselves, because when you talking to them, you'd be telling them, look, man, you talking to me? And they say, yeah, I'm talking to you. I said, okay. you know, because I know later on in the conversation, I'm going to tell them, hey, man, remember when I asked you, you talking to me? And you said, yeah. And I said, okay, I just want to make sure, you know what I'm saying? Because why? Because I was listening, that's why. Now, when you got poopy drawers on and stuff, I start smelling something coming out your mouth, man. I'm going to check your drawers and see what's up. You know, there's something wrong with this shit, man. So you got a problem or what? You know, It's like, you know, if you got a problem, then I'm here to help you. You know what I'm saying? I'm not here to be against you or try to point out any of your shit or anything. But, you know, when that shit comes towards me, I'm going to tell you, look, this shit don't come here. All right. Let me show you where this shit goes over here in this motherfucking dunghill. You know, because that shit right there, that's what attracts evil spirits, man. You know what I'm saying? And when that comes out of your mouth and it comes at me, I don't like it, you know. And maybe they don't know this stuff. Maybe they don't understand that stuff because they're too busy thinking about what man says. And when you think about what man says, check this out. This is what problem is right here. When man opens his mouth, what comes out of his mouth is perverted. Because at the trunk of your brain, where it's connected to your central nervous system, and you can see the difference, you know, the difference between right and wrong. Well, the problem is with man is that when he opens his mouth, it's perverted because he doesn't know the difference between right and wrong. He puts himself in the seat of who you are, right, and sits down and tries to tell you this is right and this is wrong. But that's bull. And you think, whoa, dude, you ain't going to try to do that, are you?
Yeah.
You know, I mean, come on, man. You got to have some discernment, you know, otherwise you're going to be tricked, you know what I mean? And when you get tricked, that's because you don't got no boundaries. Boundaries are established in people's lives at an early time in their life. So they have these boundaries that protect them from knuckleheads that want to come over and try to control you and stuff, you know, with what they're saying and try to manipulate you. And if you have feelings about what they be doing, they'll exploit your feelings. And you know right at that point, you ain't got no relationship right here. You're just getting played, sucker. And I'm telling you, listen, you're a player. I'm a coach. Nice to meet you.
That's what's up. All right. So let me get this right. But let me try to bring this home real quick. So we're talking about when you try to appear strong all the time, you wind up exposing your weaknesses. Now, a lot of times people think that that weaknesses are like your insecurities, and people think that, you know, being insecure is being weak. Do you agree with that? Do you think that when a person is insecure or when they show their insecurities that they're showing weaknesses?
You know, that's a good question, bro. That's a good question. And I think that when people are insecure, it's because they had a struggle with a power. It tells me that they took the power away from one of their parents or both of their parents, and they had a dysfunctional family because of it. And I think that we can track this shit down and make sense. But, you know, we may not have to go that far with it, but it depends on everybody who's individual, you know, and everybody has individual needs. And, you know, there's an art to rehabilitation, so we have to be careful how we deal with folks when they're open to us. When they're open to us, that means they're receiving. And if we throw shit in there because of how we feel about other shit, they may not understand that, and you may lose a person because of your stupidity.
Okay. So are insecurities weak to you or not?
I would call it an insecurity would be a lack of correction, so that a person doesn't profane the sacred place where we practice doing the right thing.
Well, here's the thing. Let me ask you this. Do you believe that everyone has insecurities? Do you think that
yeah, we all are. Yes, we all are to some degree. Absolutely.
Okay. So if we all have insecurities and we're all insecure in some way, are you saying or do you think
that there may be levels to it, to where they see a person may appear weak sometimes with showing some insecurities, and maybe not with showing some other insecurities. Let me give you an example. For example, let's say you're really close with your girl or your man or whatever, you know, and you really come to love your girl and depend on her, and really, you know, you're pretty jealous over her. Like, you don't, you know, she has endeared herself to you to the point where you couldn't imagine another man being with her. So when you see another man trying to get close to her, trying to give her some attention or try to get attention from her, you know, you may step in and shut all of that down. It's showing insecurity, and it may actually be showing strength at the same time. But maybe to some people, that's not showing strength. Maybe that's just showing insecurity, because maybe they feel
that's showing your insecurity.
Hold on. Maybe they feel like if your girl has really endeared herself to you and it has made you confident that she would never leave you for another man or entertain another man, then you shouldn't have anything to worry about. So, you know, would that be showing weakness, or would that be showing insecurity? Would that be showing weakness in that insecurity?
Well, there's no reason for you to be insecure, because your woman compliments you, meaning that your woman, who you have on your side forever, is the one who reminds you of what's important to you, so that you can do what you do, because she's always by your side, no matter what you believe, she believes you're right. So, and that has, that right there is something that you didn't even talk about, really. I mean, you didn't get into it, because if you were to get into that, those questions about, well, are you insecure, all that wouldn't even be the question. It wouldn't even be anything that would be in this ballpark here. But obviously, we're somewhere else right now, and we're just visitors and signing autographs.
Okay. All right. So, what else would you like to add in before we get up out of here? Anything else you want to add?
No, I like your style though. I like your style, you know, because it's the same style I got, and it works for me. And it helps me to, gives me a platform, if you will, to communicate with people on a different level. You know, it's not for everybody, really. I mean, it is, but then again, it's not for everybody, because everybody has different tastes, you know what I mean? But if they were to really catch on to what you're talking about and what you're conveying to them, I think that when you have a connection with the audience, I think that's where it's happening. That's where everything's going down. At least for me, it is. And so I like to take these moments and enjoy them when they're happening, because other than that, I have a life off stage, and I'm the same person on stage as I am off stage. So it's really a pleasure and a joy to be a part of something, you know, like this. You know, of course. So I think that most people out here in the world today that are struggling with their feelings, I think that the reason why they are is because everything underneath their feelings, where they are, what they think, what they say, and what they do are so far from each other that it's just crazy, you know. And you need to get above this crazy shit and start walking on top of the chaos. And that's what I like to do, is make myself available to people who are interested in doing these things, and they're going to be the ones that are going to listen and have questions, obviously, and may get excited at times and may be pissed off, but we're going to keep going, because we're going to persevere. You know, we don't start something and we just start flaking. Now, that's a bad habit that a lot of people have, and we'll get into that later when we start retraining that hypothalamus gland. But if you want to know more, you need to call this number and hook it up.
Good looking out, my man. I appreciate you coming through. I really do.
Yeah.
So, all right, I'm gonna get on with the rest of this show here. But you, you know, hang out, and I'll get back with
you. I'll be here. I'm not going nowhere. I'm gonna hear, you know, whatever you're gonna do, man. I'll be right here. I'm just gonna stay on the line.
Okay. Good looking. All right. Hold on. All right, y'all. So appreciate the caller calling in. You know what I'm saying? Came through to drop a few jewels on us and all of that. You know what I'm saying? So, you know, y'all can do the same thing. 319-527-6199. That's the number to call. So that's how it's going down, Daily Go Get 'Em Ism Show. And tonight on the Daily Go Get 'Em Ism Show, Pretty Petty Tuesday, all up in your area. And we are talking about when you try to appear strong all the time, you expose your weaknesses. Do you think that? Do you feel that way? First of all, I think that one of the things that we have to do is we have to define what exactly weaknesses are. Because I think that what might be weak to one person may actually just be regular behavior to somebody else. Or it may actually be a show of strength. Let me give y'all an example. Let me ask y'all this. When a man cries, and when a man cries publicly, and I ain't talking about like if his mother died or Old Yeller or somebody like that, but let's say a man was crying over the loss of his girl. Let's say that, you know, he broke up with his girl and he went public with it. Maybe went live or whatever. Just like, or if he got divorced, some people don't handle a divorce very well. I've seen people where they were married and being separated or broken up with their spouse really, really did them in. So what if he went live? You know, what if he went on social media, whatever, you know, Facebook Live or Periscope or Instagram or something like that, and he went on and he was talking about what experiences that he had with his spouse, and he started getting really emotional. How would you feel about that? Like if he just start breaking down like Tyrese did years ago, you know, like, you know, what more do you want from me? Some people looked at Tyrese like, yo, man, you really played yourself. And I heard some people say like, hey, that's the way it is when a man really, really loves his daughter and he's separated from his children and he really loves his children. We need to see more of that. I heard women say, you know, we need to see more of that. More men crying instead of crying over some chick leaving them. Crying over not being able to see their kids the way they're supposed to, or instead of crying over child support about how they're going to lose so much money and they're not going to be able to afford this, that, and the third, crying because they can't actually be in their lives. So what do you think? What do y'all think when a man cries and it's not over death or physical pain, maybe even physical pain, whatever. You what do y'all think about that? Do y'all think that is a show of strength, or do y'all think that is a show of weakness? What do y'all think about that? You know what I mean? You know, and y'all can answer here. Y'all can answer on, you know, by calling in 319-527-6199. Y'all know how it goes. So, Ned Davis is number one. I feel like I'm on TikTok. Everything's all right. Everything is all right. Everything is okay. But what do y'all think? If I'm, you know, I'm trying to get a clear picture of what may be the general feeling of what strength is and what weaknesses is, and what weaknesses, because there seems to be a clear disconnect between what a woman can do, which is showing strength, and what a man can do is showing strength. For example, speaking of that, you know how some women will go on social media. I mean, this is very irresponsible from what I've seen. But let's say a chick goes on social media and she starts tearing down her baby father or her ex-husband or something like that, or her husband, whatever. And she starts saying, you know, putting them out there. You know, like, you know, on social media, people try to appear strong all the time. There are no weak people on social media. Everybody on social media is, I'm one and done. I don't give no second chances. Don't nobody play me. If they play me, you only gonna get to play me one time, and you're gonna get played back, and blah 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 blah. So So what do y'all think about women who go on social media and really start tearing down a man? You know, really start tearing him down. Like, yo, that motherfucker ain't shit. You know what I mean? He don't take care of his kids. He got a little dick. He can't fuck. He ain't making no money. Broke ass coming to me. You know, he can't even find a place to live. He half-ass homeless right now. Couch surfing and all of that. She's appearing strong to some women. I've heard him say it. Like, yeah, she really, you know, that's what he get for playing her or not being there for her or whatever the case may be, or not being there for his kids or whatever. But she's appearing strong. It's to some women. What do y'all think? What do y'all think? Is she showing strength or is she really showing her weaknesses? You know, is she showing weakness? Where exactly are her weaknesses located in what she might be talking about? What do y'all think? What do you think? Shirley Show, the world's most precious and greatest pearl in the world. What's going on, man? How you feel it? The beauty I cannot see. Okay, hold on. T. Carrie Wright says, I don't think that a man crying is a show of weakness, but a man always crying is concerning. Yeah, because if a man is crying all the time, he's probably suffering from deep clinical depression. And more than likely, he's going to take away them tears probably with a bullet in his brain. For some reason, it seems like the choice of death by most male suicide victims. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're going to end this quick. Some have jumped off bridges and shit like that, but, you know, that's messy. Not that blood running out of your brain isn't messy, but, you know, I honestly think that people who have committed suicide by gun think that they did it in a respectful way. That's why most women don't do it that way. Kind of crazy, right? As a matter of fact, hold on. Marie, I'm going to read the rest of the comments, and then we're going to look that up. Like, what is the method of choice for suicide of men versus women? I mean, it's interesting information, if nothing else. The beauty I cannot see, Cherry says, I think that's supposed to be private. Oh, talking about the woman, I guess. For me, a man can't do what a woman does. I'm not saying that a man can't cry. Oh, okay. I'm not saying that a man can't cry, but please refrain from social media, okay? Tell me, what more do you want from me? What more do you want from me? It's a man or woman crying all the time, it's concerning. Actually, if a man or woman cries all the time, it's concerning. So, you know, you're supposed to say crap. Okay. She also says, when Van cried the other day, I felt that. Van? I didn't see weakness. Who's Van? Who's Van? See, I don't know. I don't know who Van is. No, so it says, some have turned to the pipe. The pipe? What's a pipe? They're coming up with all these kind of terms. I don't know these terms. And then he says, I love a man that's not afraid to show emotion. Really? Tanya Respis, Monk, Marky with a T is all up in the house. Yes, Van was feeling it. Who the hell is Van? Y'all put me on it? I got a Google Van. Oh, man.
Cars frequently mentioned on the web.
Shut up.
2021 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter. 2021 Chevrolet Express. 2021 Ford Transit Connect.
Shut up. Okay. Van Jones. I don't know who Van Jones is. But that's all right. Van Jones from CNN. Oh, that boy, the black dude. I wasn't feeling that. Come on, I mean, slow down, Pop. I wasn't feeling it. And now I do know who y'all talking about, but I wasn't. Nah, I'm good. Only because it's not effective. It's not going to do shit. Honestly, it's just not. It's not going to do shit. You know what I'm saying? But, I'm not going to say that he was weak for it, but I wasn't feeling that. Oh, you was talking about, I was referring to the makings of a crackhead. No, I was just talking about in terms of suicide. Let's have a look at that real quick. I don't want to get morbid on y'all, but let's take a look at it. What is the choice? What is the preferred method of suicide of men versus women? Gender differentiation and methods of suicide. Let's see. All right, the study was conducted among persons who attempted suicide by various methods and were admitted to the hospital. The study population comprised 147 participants, 33 males and 114 females. Damn, women try to commit suicide a lot more than men? Damn. Okay. The most prevalent methods of suicide attempts were pharmacological drug abuse. And exsanguination. And the least frequent were poisoning and throwing oneself under a moving car. The findings revealed that female subjects tended to choose pharmacological drugs like overdose or exsanguination as the suicide method, while males more frequently used hanging and asphyxia. Females also use a greater number of different suicide methods. And it doesn't say anything about the gun. How about that? Well, that's some shit. Well, this is only 147 people, but okay. Hold on, let me see this one. Let me see when this was made. This is back 2009, so it's a little dated. All right, suicide is an important public health hazard. A four-year retrospective study from January 2000 to December 2003 was conducted to identify the favorite methods and realized suicides among males and females in West Coastal region of India. Come on, man. I'm not reading this shit. India? Fuck out of here. All right. But, okay. If we're talking about suicide, a lot of people believe that considering suicide is a form of weakness. I've heard people even talk about people who successfully attempted suicide, in other words, people who killed themselves, and they were talking about how they, you know, that was weak. Like, you should just, regardless of the pain that you're feeling, the pain and the turmoil that you may be experiencing internally, you should just fight through that. So a lot of people think that committing or considering suicide in itself is weak. Corpse husband. That's an interesting name, corpse. Corpse husband says, why God punished the good guys and the devil the bad guys? Does the devil mean is a good boy? Does that? I don't know. Sorry. Got nothing. All right.
Hold on. All right. Okay. Annette says, I've noticed that the older I get, the more that I'm not afraid to cry, even though I've been called a crybaby.
Okay.
So you saying when you were younger, you were afraid to cry? Did you think that you crying when you were younger was showing weakness? I mean, because normally, psychologically, when a child is afraid to cry or is encouraged not to cry, that normally comes from the parents. Like, yo, you know, like black people, you know, black parents, we laugh nowadays about when our parents used to say shit like, you know, you better not cry or I'm going to give you something to cry about. You know, we laugh about that shit today, but you remember when you were younger, that was serious shit. You know, it ain't like you was crying because you didn't, you know, you didn't get a piece of bubble yum or bubblelicious or some shit like that. You was crying because you were sad. I mean, you were either hurt or your feelings were hurt. You know, if you now you're discouraged from showing your emotions in the form of crying, you can carry that into adulthood and really believe that crying is showing weakness. But you can show that around people. You can display that. You can give off that display of strength of not crying around people who like you, love you, care about you. Now, you know, if you're going to put on that front around people who like you, love you, and care about you, what do you think you're going to do when it comes to your enemies? You're definitely not going to ever let them see you sweat, see you cry, whatever. But is that really showing strength? Because just because you don't show something does not mean that you don't own something. You know, it's like you may have $20,000 in your pocket, but you may have on a long coat that prevents anybody from seeing your pocket. So you walking around, you know, with a good amount of money in your pocket, enough to buy a car outright, brand new. But nobody knows that because you're not showing that. You're not displaying that. The same way as a person can have on jewelry and nice clothes and, you know, and look really, really well turned out and be broke as a joke. Be broke as a joke. Ain't got no money. No, I ain't drinking tonight. Why? Oh, I got to work tomorrow morning. That's why I ain't drinking tonight. Well, yeah, all right. Well, if you ain't drinking tonight, that's more money for us. Can you buy some drinks? Can you buy a round? No, I can't buy y'all around. Y'all got to work tomorrow, too. You know, trying to hide it. You know. But our opinions and our feelings of what strength and weakness is what makes us or breaks us or what brings us together or separates us. Oh, you carry right, you're saying. My point was that I didn't view Van Jones as weak. Okay. I'm not so sure. I don't know. So it says, I wonder what was going through Donny Hathaway's mind in his final day. But Donny Hathaway was more than just, he was more than just depressed. Like he was schizophrenic too. Like Donny was crazy, for lack of a better term. Or a more accurate term. He was batshit crazy, but soulful as fuck. Very, very soulful. But you know, and not to diss Donnie, but he took a lot of Stevie Wonder style. I mean, y'all can deny that all you want, but if you listen to Stevie Wonder, and then you listen to Donnie's shit, you want to hear some Stevie and Donny shit. It's a fact. But if you want to steal somebody's shit, especially back in the 70s, well, I think you probably stole the best one that was there. But Stevie Wonder was on fire with the soul. You know? He was. But you listen to Donny Hathaway's shit, and you listen to... Particularly music where there was a lot of piano and very little other instruments. You almost sound like Stevie Wonder. So, but yeah, Donnie was crazy though, Nard. There wasn't no way around that. He was
he was definitely troubled. He may have been homicidal, suicidal, but he chose suicide. Robbie Ming says, some days I am weak, other days I am strong. I'm not strong all the time. But what does weak mean? When you say that, when you personally feel that you are weak, what does that mean to you? I mean, I know what it means for you not to feel like you're 100% or not ready for something or not prepared for something. You know, maybe even not even adequately equipped for something. But what does it mean to you personally? When you think about what you would think about yourself if you were outside of yourself looking at yourself, what do you see as your strengths and what do you see as your weaknesses? I mean, your weaknesses as you display them. What do you think? What do you think? You know, an example. I feel like I'm weak when I give my enemies the attention that they've been looking for. Because that's not up to me to do that. But when I've done it, I felt weak. Now, the other people, they may not have seen that as a weakness. Like, nah, they had it coming. You know what I mean? You should have said something. And I'm thinking like, well, maybe I should have just ignored them and just kept on going and doing my thing. But instead, I gave them, I took the spotlight out of myself, off of myself and put it on them. Took it off myself. All right, I'm going to make y'all a little spotlight. This is going to be the spotlight. This spotlight is supposed to be on me. Yeah, y'all. Yeah, it's the daily go get a amazing show. Now you got hecklers. You got hecklers, you know, out in the crowd. They're like, oh man, you a pussy. You ain't funny. You ain't nothing. You corny. Nobody wanna hear that shit you saying. And then I do this. What? See, when the light is on them, you see how it's not as easy to see me. It's supposed to be like this. But I give them the attention, and now I'm fading into the background. And they getting all the light. So, yeah. And that's what they wanted me to do. So when somebody who doesn't even care about you is not really concerned about your well-being or showing you any type of a favor or decency, and they get you to be, and they manipulate a way to be able to control the puppet strings. To me, that's a little weakness. That's a little bit of weakness. And it is strength on their behalf. Not good strength, but strength, because they got you to do it. They got you to submit to what they wanted. Now, you should become stronger after that and make sure that you don't show that anymore. But how, or that you don't perform like that again. But how much strength do you have to show? And how often do you have to do it? What's it going to be? What was that? What the fuck was that? All right, but yeah. What's it going to be? Like, how much strength do you have to show? Some people, you know, like I said, you know, like I was saying earlier in the show, they want to come off as having a bulletproof soul. You know, bulletproof soul, like Sade said. It's a very deep concept when you think about it, a bulletproof soul. You can't penetrate my spirit. You know, I'm even keel. I'm on a higher spiritual plane at all times. And even when you take aim, when you cock back and take aim, you can't hit the bullseye. You're not going to be able to drop this plane down. Okay. So, you know, but and the reason that I think this is important is because when you feel strong, you feel confident, and it allows you to be able to do some things and accomplish some things, move on with some things that you probably wouldn't be able to do if you were feeling weak. So feeling strong is important. But do you have to feel that way all the time in order to be able to make it through each day? Should you have to put on that veneer? How real is it? You know, the reality of the display of strength. Is it real? Are you putting on for everybody that's watching, or are you putting on for yourself? Are you getting this done for you? It's something that we need to think about, because it's something that is probably going to be called into question at some point. Because people are always checking you out, man. You know, sometimes we think that we're flying under the radar. We think that nobody can really see who we are, what we're doing, what we're all about. And that's just not true. People, whether they are friend or foe, will check for the chinks in the armor, because the chinks in the armor is the reality of your existence. Nobody is strong all the time. Superman has kryptonite that will bring him to his knees and kill him if that much gets into him. But it definitely neutralizes him. Bleach, you know, as strong as the smell of piss is, it's no match for bleach. Bleach will totally kill the smell of urine. And the smell of bleach is strong within, strong itself. What kills the smell of bleach? I don't know. An abundance of water? I don't know. Maybe some Tide? Okay. The beauty I cannot see, Sherry says, no, so Donnie suffered from depression, and whatever his demons were became too big. Nah, he was schizophrenic. I mean, you can't. I mean, what are you going to do? Schizophrenic. You hear voices. I mean, depression can be treated, but when you hear voices and when you seeing, when you're seeing things, yeah. I mean, you can treat that with some medications or whatever, but it just pretty much numbs people out. It's hard dealing. It's really hard dealing with somebody that's schizophrenic. On top of depression, because in all honesty, they're dangerous to be around. They're very dangerous. We don't like to look at it that way, but they are. You know, because at any moment, you know, they can see you as being something else that is dangerous to them, and they can act on that. Okay. Okay, Samaj Network says, no, some women cry, it's just their affection of who they are. But when a man cries, he really loves that person. I've been there, and Omar, keep it 100. You've cried over a lover or a child, just like Tyrese. No, I really haven't. I haven't really. Let me think about this. I know for a fact that I haven't, but I'm trying to think if I felt like I should before. See, Samaj, the thing is, every relationship that I've ever been in, when we broke up, it was my fault. It wasn't, they ain't do nothing to me, for real. The ones who did, the chicks who ever played me wasn't the ones I really felt some kind of way about. Honestly, I'm just keeping it a buck. I've been pretty lucky in love. And believe me, it's been luck, because I sure haven't deserved it all the time. I sure as fuck haven't deserved it. I still got the good shit, though. So, no, I ain't have to cry over no chick. But every dog has his day, so I'm still living. You never know. But shit. Think about it. Ain't nobody gonna leave me. The fuck you talking about?
And I definitely ain't never cried like Tyrese was. Now, I ain't never have to cry over my daughter because it wasn't never a situation where, you know, she was kept away from me. TK, right? I don't know. I don't know. I can see the connection, but I don't. Okay. And then David says, suicide is not a weakness. It's a selfish act. Could selfishness be a form of weakness? You know, because if you're selfish, that means you only think about yourself. And it's easy to try to take care of yourself, even though some people can't even take care of themselves that well. Have y'all ever known anybody that had kids and can't take care of the kids, and they get rid of the kids through either foster care or through other family members or the children's father or mother, and they still can't get it together. Can't stay off drugs, can't keep a decent place, can't save no money, can't make it out here. I don't look at suicide as a selfish act. It's funny you should say that. I don't look at suicide as a selfish act, even though I can understand why people would say that. I think when you commit suicide, you are in a hellish place. Like, why would you want to end your life if you felt like your life was worth living? So it's not selfish. I mean, think about it. When we think that we live for other people, but are we really living for anybody else besides ourselves? When you really think about it, who are we living for? I mean, okay, if we have children, we try to prepare for them a life that will sustain their wealth or at least their financial position after we pass, but we can't really do that. The best that you can do is give them the tools to be able to take care of themselves so they can take care of their own children when they become adults. But you can't leave, there's no amount of money that we've probably made to this point that will even sustain our children's financial security for even a year. Let's say you leave your children $200,000. Sounds like a lot of money because that may be more money than you make in 2 years, maybe even three, maybe even four. However, you know that if you leave somebody $200,000, they're gonna run through $100,000 of that shit in 1 year, and that's even if they've never had that kind of money in their lives at one time. They may only be making $30,000 a year or something, but I bet you if you give them $200,000, they're gonna find a way to get rid of $100,000 of that shit. And the other $100,000 recently, you know, shortly after that. I remember it was this girl I used to mess with. She was older than me. I remember I was 23. Yeah, I was 23. She was like 32. My old head. She was nice. And I remember her, she lived, for my Philly people, she lived in the not in the Hathaway, but she lived with something Heights across the street from Alden Park on Wissahickon Avenue, Wissahickon and Shelton Avenue. You know, there's an apartment there. It's the Hathaway house over here. It's what's it called? Park Heights. Whatever it's called, and Alden Park is on the other side of the street. Now, you know Alden Park is very expensive, but all of those three apartment buildings are expensive. She lived in a three-bedroom apartment, her daughter, and her sister. And she said her and her sister decided to move in with each other and try to get close after the death of their parents. And they was very, very sad and depressed after they lost their parents, both of them. They lost both of their parents. And she was saying how their parents had left them this big insurance policy. They left them all this money. And she said she ran through that money fast as fuck.
because they left them a good insurance policy. She said she ran through it. She said that she was depressed because she lost a parent. So the money wasn't shit. She wanted her parents back. She couldn't get her parents back. So the money ain't really mean nothing. The money ain't mean nothing for Bev, So, you know, and she's not the only example. She's one example. So I don't know. I don't look at suicide as being a selfish act. You know, like, you know how like people, Christians say that if you commit suicide, then you've gone against God and you automatically going to hell. But people who commit suicide are already in hell. That's their existence right there. So they don't see they look at it like, I ain't going to hell. I'm already there. Yesterday was the most terrible day I've ever had. And today is worse than yesterday. And I know that tomorrow is going to be worse today. So you don't need all of the threats of fire and brimstone and a lake of fire and all of that old bullshit, because that's not what hell is, and I don't believe any of that. I just don't. You know, that's just scare tactics to get people to get more in touch with their morality. So if you know humans don't have enough faith in humans to think that they'll do the right thing unless there's fear of eternal punishment coming henceforth. Fuck out of here. I'm just not going for that no more. But anyway, hopefully I don't find out that that's not true. But anyway. But yeah, so in your mind, your third eye, when you experience nothing but hurt and sorrow and day after day after day, and you can't see no way out of it, that's hell. So you're just trying to get yourself out of that position. People who haven't been there don't understand it. That's not to say that you don't understand it in that, but, you know, people who don't understand suicide, they don't understand the severity of that emotional pain that feels more than emotional. It feels actual. Okay. Hold on. TK Wright says Donnie was inspired by Stevie. I'll say. Just saying. Robbie Mink says sometimes a good cry does me good. I hear that. Annette Davis says I was raised by a Leo. There was no crying allowed. Shit, what, Leos don't cry? You want to meet some people I know? Tanya Respis. She's in the comments. You think she don't cry? You think I don't cry? Leos are not. You want to talk about somebody putting on a front like they strong all the time? That would be Leos. Hey, it is what it is. It is what it is. You know what I'm saying? Now I know hundreds of them over my lifetime, hundreds, maybe even thousands. So, nah. But Leos show their weakness all the time. Like when they don't get the attention that they seek. Like, yo, look at me. They show their jealousy. That's a weakness. They show their disappointment. That can be seen as a weakness. So nah, just because I was born under that sign, you know, and we celebrate it from July 23rd to August 22nd, we are not without flaws. We have a lot of them, especially the underdeveloped Leos, the ones that haven't read about themselves enough to even know not to do certain shit. It can be kind of pathetic. Just keeping it a buck. So anyway. Okay. Narciso says, Annette, weak or strong, when whatever walls are closing in and out will be found by any means necessary. And that's just the seriousness of it. That's real shit. And that says, when I'm going through a bout of depression, I feel hopeless, which makes me feel weak. That's a real thing. When you're not confident, when you feel like things are overcoming you, like there's a force greater than you that is not trying to help you, but is constantly trying to hurt you. Of course, that's going to make you feel weak because you want to fight against these internal forces. It's not like it's something out there in the world. It's not like there's a person that you could kill or hurt or discourage. This is all going on inside. And then you get to wondering, like, where is this shit coming from? I'm really a happy person. It's just not right now. Something is getting in the way. It's blocking. It's blocking my access to happiness or even just contentment or just being comfortable. It's blocking everything. It's blocking my passageway to peace. My allergies make me feel weak. God damn it. Robbie Mink says, I feel weak when my mind and thoughts are not concentrating on the right things. Mainly, my mind is sharp. But some days it isn't. I hear that. The beauty I cannot see, Carrie says, you know, Cinderella, Dana Day. She says, one of my strengths is wearing the mask through smiling through pain. Which also is my weakness. I learned that from my mother. Robbie Mink says, I'm not going to put on a show for no one. Hey, it is what it is. Samaj says, water kills bleach. It better be a lot of it. You know what I'm saying? Robbie Mink says, you're right. Money doesn't mean nothing when you lose someone you love. Keep the money. Tanya Rester says, I told my kids no crying till you solve the problem. And I'm a Leo. Well, Leos don't like to be around other people who are showing weakness. Doesn't mean that we're strong ourselves. It's just like, if anything, we don't want them to have to go through the internal struggle that we might be going through. You know? Appearing strong in certain situations, but be scared as shit. Like, oh my fucking God, what the fuck am I gotten myself into? But on the outside, it's like, yeah, we gonna get these motherfuckers. So you turn around and you see that them niggas ain't there. There is no we. Niggas, you. Everybody else ran, and you wanted to be the one to run first. Robbie Mink says, hell is right here on earth. It's showing nowhere else. Charlene Curry. What's going on, Charlene? How you feeling, Charlene? Good to see me some. You up. Yes, it do feel good. See you coming through. Talking about I'm a tad late. You came with a show. Yo, 805. What? Yo, I'm marking you absent. I'm marking you absent today. You was not here. You wasn't here when we took roll. You're not here. You missed homeroom. T. Carey Wright says, Carol, sometimes the people who are taking themselves out believe that they are eliminating a burden for their loved ones. Narciso says, until someone comes back and tells us if they've seen heat after before they injected after they injected with embalming fluid, I'm working with my own insides. I hear that. Oh, that's some deep shit, Nard. Tommy says, I still wonder what I didn't do since 1995. Oh, I'm sorry. Carol said that. The hereafter. Charlene Curry says, yes, Leos do. One of my sons is one. Like your favorite son, right? Right, no doubt. Yeah, okay. And then David says, you didn't know my mother. She didn't play that crying shit. Oh, I'm not denying. I'm not denying that, that she taught you that way. I'm not denying that. What I'm telling you is what's really going on inside. I'm not denying that she didn't play that crying shit with y'all. That don't mean, just because a person is not crying on the outside doesn't mean that they're not crying on the inside. You know, that's all I'm really saying. You know, that's what this whole show is about. You know, appearing strong. Do we really think that we're hiding our weaknesses when we try to appear strong all the time? I'm the Rock of Gibraltar. I don't need nobody to give me no advice. I give the advice. People come to me all the time. They depend on me all the time. Little do they know, I'm trying to get my shit together. But sometimes I'm a lot better at helping other people get their shit together than actually get my own shit together. It be like that sometimes. It's like, just because I can't do shit don't mean that I don't know shit. If you can understand that. And I'm not talking about y'all, not necessarily even talking about me, but sometimes. All right, y'all. Let's do these birthday shout outs. Oh, yes, we are. Yes, we do. It's going to be all right. And let's do these birthday shout outs tonight. It's going to be okay. It's going to be all right. We have some birthday shout outs to do. Some people were born on this glorious 10th of Scorpio. November 10th. And they deserve to be acknowledged. So let's go about our business of acknowledging them and making them feel special because they are special, because they are special. Because they are special. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They are S-P-E-C-I-A-L. They get the R-E-S-P-E-C-T. They get... Turning 40 years old today. Welcome to the 40 Club. Kathy Brown. Brown. She got the 40 in her hand. Got the 40 in. Bow. Stay going for 10 years to hold you down. And Doreen M. Baker turning 59 years old. Happy birthday to you, Doreen. And she's raising money for the St. Jude's Children's Research Hospital. And also Lydia Chavos turning 62 years old today. And Jennifer Durant, happy birthday to you. And Vet Brooks, turning 55 years old today. And Joyce Campbell, go get a Joyce Campbell, turning 50 years old today. I said she is a 1970 baby. Yeah, with the blind, with the perpetrated. Come back, speaker, come back. All right. And Maria Agrippina, happy birthday to you. Maria Agrippina turning 25 years old today. Happy birthday to you, youngin. And Joyce Glasgow, happy birthday to you. And Monique Richardson, happy birthday. And my girl going all the way back to the 1984, Tawana Sloan, turning 48 years old today. Happy birthday to you, Tawana. And Salome Ito X Cash, turning 26 years old today. Happy birthday to you, young musician. And Kim B. Go get a Kim B. Happy birthday to you. And my cuz, my younger cuz, my baby cuz, Brittany Max Beeman. Happy birthday to you, Brittany. And my girl, going all the way back to like the 1975, 74, maybe even 73. Katie Denise, turning 52 years old today. She grew up right around that corner from me on Hansberry Street. Happy birthday to you, Katie Denise. Affectionately known by everybody else as Karen. I got to sneeze, y'all. Thank you. Bless you, too. Bless you. Bless you all. Bless you. Bless you all. Bless you. And my girl, Jackie Mooch Muchanyuka, Muchanyuka Megiddo. She's from Zimbabwe, Jackie Muchanyuka Megiddo. Happy birthday to you. And she was last but not least. I want to say happy birthday to all of you and anyone else who shares this birthday on this glorious, glorious, glorious November 10th, anywhere out there in the world, worldwide, internationally, and universally. All of y'all go ahead and turn up, but don't turn up too loud. Just turn up loud enough so everybody can hear you rock out, rock on and do the dance, the damn, the rock out, rock on and do the damn, rock out, rock on and do the damn thing. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. You do your thing, y'all. Represent the queens and kings. Good things happen to those who wait. Great things happen to those who grind, and anything can happen to those who go for theirs. So go hard, go for yours, and remember this, and that birthday is tomorrow. Remember that. Tomorrow, the time has come. The time has come. What you gonna do when the next birthday starts running wild on you? So happy pre-birthday to you. Happy pre-birthday to you. I ain't forget you up front. And tomorrow, we ain't going front. But in terms of what we was talking about tonight, appearing strong all the time, trying to appear strong all the time. More than likely, it is our insecurities that makes us try to appear strong to everybody in all situations all the time. Because, you know, for a lot of people, we think that it wards off our enemies. We think that it gets people to leave us alone. We think that it will discourage people from trying to hurt us any farther. It'll discourage us. It'll discourage other people from trying to hurt us any farther. But we all have strengths and we all have weaknesses. We all have God-given strengths. The question is, are our weaknesses God-given? I'm going to go out on a limb. I'm out on a limb. I'm giving in to you again. Baby, baby, I'm going to go out on a limb and say this. Our gifts are probably God-given gifts, but our weaknesses are probably man-given gifts or man-given. I don't want to say curses. I don't think that any of us are cursed. But I think that what we consider to be weak probably is born out of our environmental factors, the way we were raised, the things that we have learned, our social circles that we have run in, the way that we feel about others, the way that we feel about ourselves. Society as a whole, the media plays into a lot of it. If somebody tells you, you know, and repeats it time and time again that you're weak, 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 you're probably going to feel weak. The same way if somebody told you 100,000 times that you're strong, 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 strong. No matter what you say, you're strong, strong. You're strong, strong. And you're long, long. You get along long because you're strong, strong. Nobody is stronger than you or better than you. Nobody stronger than you or better than you. Nobody stronger than you or better than you. You can do what nobody else can do. You are strong. You're the pillar of strength. Nobody can go the distance with you or the length. Yo, you want to take it out. Make sure you take them out. Make sure you do what everything is all about. Because you're strong and you just like the Rock of Gibraltar or titanium strength. You're metal. Yo, you are amalgamation of the best and the strongest. You're going to believe that shit. So what happens when you mix in a little, they keep telling me that I'm strong. They keep telling me that I'm weak. They keep telling me that I'm a bull. Sometimes they be fronting on me. Sometimes I can't get evidence of either one. It leaves me confused. I don't know which product to use to make sure I don't get myself abused. Whether by other people or whether by yourself. So I want y'all to think about this show tonight. You know what I mean? I don't know if it's appropriate to let other people determine what what your strength level is, or whether or not you are strong or weak. But it's not always as easy to shake off the opinions of other people as we try to make it seem sometimes. But one thing is for sure, it's gonna be all right. It is going to be all right. I see y'all tomorrow at 7 o'clock. Make sure that y'all hit that like button. Make sure y'all hit the like button. Make sure that y'all subscribe to the channel. And make sure that you share the show. And peace to all my day ones, my everydays, and my brand news. I love me some U.S. I love you. You love me. Fuck all them other niggas around the way, because I ain't trying to hear them J-ass cats. I ain't trying to hear none of that. None of that. All right, so Blog Talk, let me get you on up out of here. Let me get you on up out of here. Ah, 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 ah,